Hey guys, and welcome back to episode 1 of Bite Size Tech of season 2, where we bring the latest tech news to you every week. In today's episode, we'll be going through Google, Apple, and BMW and the latest tech in their fields. First, let's begin with Google. Google has discontinued its Pixel 3a line. Google has confirmed that they have discontinued the Pixel 3a and 3a XL, according to a report by the Android Police. Google has stated that they have sold through its inventory and completed sales of both phones. The phone is still relatively new and was released in May 2019. The specs seem to be holding strong to this day, and the phone contains a Snapdragon 670, 4GB of RAM, 64GB of onboard storage. The camera is still one of the best in its class, and Google has done an amazing job at optimizing this phone for the components it has. I would not say this is the best budget phone that you can buy, but it is the best right now for if you find it at a third-party reseller or a low second-hand price. If it's like a low enough price, you should probably go for it. Now to Apple. Apple has now released a web portal for Apple Card users to view their balances and other management settings. Apple Card holders can now head to card.apple.com and sign into their card using their Apple ID. But with this new update, we have to wonder if Apple's credit card is still worth the ease of use and features that come alongside it. The card is perfect for those who are fully immersed into the Apple ecosystem. It has no annual fees, but has a higher than normal interest rate. You get $50 when you spend $50 at Walgreens, which is an interesting deal but must make Walgreens a lot of money. You can get 3% back on Apple products and some other major retailers, and you can also get 2% back when you use Apple Pay. But remember, you only get 1% back when you swipe the physical Apple Pay card. They prefer that you use your phone. Overall, if you're an Apple user and interested and like the features that it comes alongside with it, this is a good credit card. Finally, and then, BMW is bringing in-car purchases to your next car. BMW, the luxury car company, has announced an overhaul to their digital systems. BMW is introducing the Digital Key, which was announced at WWDC, a wireless Android Auto, but out of all the changes the car company plans to bring, the in-car purchases is the biggest of them all. BMW plans to build their cars with all the features straight out the factory and allow users to pay or subscribe to these features. For example, if you bought a BMW, you could subscribe to the heated seats during the winter season and not pay for that during the summer season where you might want like cooled seats. This may be BMW's plan to make some more money from the used market and give buyers a greater range of flexibility if they change their idea or want more options later down the line. This would replace the physical buttons in your car, instead will be more software based in the new software version of BMW. This would be a higher upfront cost for BMW, since they have to integrate all the features during the production process even if you don't select those features, but may pay them back with the subscription fees over the longer term. Personally, I prefer paying for items upfront because they tend to be cheaper. If you rent a heated seat for $20 a month for 3 months, a year it would cost you $60 a year. I would personally prefer having it from the factory for around $500 to $800, but this is not the first car maker to do this. Tesla previously used to ship their cars that had their battery limited in the software. Users could then pay to have the remaining unlocked, so you would receive 80% of the battery capacity, and later down the line you could purchase the remaining 20%. But I believe that is a good feature because you only really should charge your batteries to 80%. In the rapidly changing world where over-the-air updates are becoming common to cars, meaning your car can come better over time, this new way of subscribing for features could be adopted by car makers like Tesla, Audi, and Toyota, among other car makers. This would mean that your car does not remain the same, but gets better as the more features that you add onto your subscription. But could this make you lose more money? Down to the AirPods. The AirPod Pros and the Jabra Elite 75Ts have been out for a couple months now. The AirPod Pros and the Jabra Elite Ts are both really good earphones and one of the top in their classes. The AirPod Pros come in at $400 and the Jabra Elite 75T at $300. With a huge price difference, the question is, which one should you spend your cash on? Let's start with the AirPod Pros. The AirPod Pros can essentially do everything and do them well. They have excellent core quality, active noise cancellation, and excellent sound quality. They have a huge range of features like transparency mode built right in. They do have the set of issues, a common lack of bass, and no flexibility in choosing your own EQ or app in the iPhone. The Jabra Elite comes in at $100 less. They might not have active noise cancelling, but have sound isolation. The earbuds have a nice snug fit in your ears and tend to block out a lot of the noise that comes from commuting anyways. The earbuds come with excellent sound quality straight out the box, even allow you to tweak the equalizer through preset equalization modes or your own EQ. Now, which one should you buy? The Jabberwocky does have more admirable sound and have more punchier bass than the AirPod Pros. They have a larger set of preset equalizer modes and allow you to personalize your own EQ. The AirPod Pros, on the other hand, contain an adaptive EQ, which behind the scenes adapts the EQ as you listen and learns as you go. But there is no way to make this or change it yourself if you don't like how it's doing it. But some apps do let you change it, like Spotify, but it's not over the whole phone or operating system. Noise cancellation may be nice, and the AirPod Pros do an excellent job at doing this, but is it necessary? The Jabberwocky Elite 75Ts have noise isolation rather than cancellation, which is effective at blocking out some noise. The active noise cancellation is useful in two situations, commuting or plane travel. Outside those situations, it isn't really necessary to have active noise cancellation and is not worth the extra $100. The AirPod Pros have superior connectivity but have a lower battery life. The question is of which one is better comes down to what you are using it for. If you are spending majority of your time listening to music and podcasts like this one, I would recommend the Jabberwocky Elites, and I believe that they look better. But the AirPods win when it comes to phone calls, and if you take a lot of phone calls or meetings, especially over Zoom, the AirPod Pros will sound better and the person on the other side will thank you. Now to iOS. Which iOS features will upgrade your phone this year? With the new iOS update announced at WWDC, Apple has brought a slew of new features and improved specifications. Users now have the ability to change the default web browser, so you no longer have to use Apple's outdated mail app. Yeah, if I could choose my own mail app, I would use Adobe Spark. A major update to the home screen, which had remained unchanged since the original iOS, is now there changed. Users can now place widgets on their home screen and app drawer and an automatic app drawer, but you can't change which apps are in this automated app drawer selection, which is a bit odd, and especially if you want to change it to your own personal way, like you keep things. And finally, Siri is no longer an invasive assistant that covers your whole screen, but instead sits in the right hand corner of your screen. But the question is, has Siri's functionality increased? We all know that Siri does not have the highest level of functionality compared to others like Google, Alexa, and Bixby. Anyways, thank you for tuning into our first episode of Bites Us Tech, and hope you come back next episode. Thank you, and see you in the next one.